So just to end, those are the 15 points. I'm just going to repeat the 15 points again and then just make a few concluding remarks. So the 15 points are, firstly, take the initiative and take an interest. Two, don't expect friendship. Three, if you like someone, make friends with them. Four, if you don't like someone, make friends with them. Five, spiritual friendship is not based on the romantic ideal. Six, work together. Seven, go on retreat and indeed holiday together. Eight, live together. Nine, eyeballing is not the whole story. 10, help your friend. 11, be faithful. 12, befriend their family. 13, try to understand your friend from the inside. 14, be prompt to resolve conflicts. And 15, base your friendship on common ideals. I think in a way, of those 15, the first two and the last one are probably the most important. We need to take the initiative, but we need to do that in a light way that doesn't expect something back. And we need to keep our ideals to the forefront, because that is really what makes friendship. So in a way, like much of the spiritual life, or a number of aspects of the spiritual life, there's quite a paradox in friendship. Friendship is very important. Friendship, you know, it's one of the three jewels. The Sangha jewel essentially is friendship. So we need to strive, and we need to be developed, and we need to be diligent to develop and maintain our friendships. But at the same time, we need not to grasp. If we grasp, it won't happen, or we'll destroy any friendships. Coming back to Al-Ghazali, he talks about friendship as being like a pair of hands, that the one hand washes the other. And so in a way, they work together. In a way, they can't work separately. And one hand can't wash itself, whereas the two hands can wash each other. And it made me think, well, it's actually a very beautiful metaphor, that of friendship being like two hands. I think that if you look at a hand, it's a really incredible organ. It's amazing what a hand can do. It can do so much, and you know, think of all the things we do, but even in terms of the gestures that we make. And when I was writing the talk, I was reminded of a sculpture by Rodin. It was a very lovely sculpture called The Cathedral, which is, it's basically two hands, sort of like this, except if you imagine this was somebody else's hand and it was their right hand together. So you've got these two hands together forming what Rodin calls the cathedral, and it's just stunningly beautiful piece of sculpture, and just very, very expressive in a way, just highlighting how expressive the hands are. So I hope you find some of the points I've made helpful. Hope you're able to put them into practice. And just to reiterate in a way what I said in the beginning, in a way, they are just guidelines, just suggestions. And it's really important not to lose sight, in a way, of the beauty, the delight, and the wonder of friendship.